what has been our big focus on NDTV, not just this year, but for the past decade. Delhi's pollution problem. Well, 10 years of discussing the killer air pollution and water pollution, and no lessons have been learned by the government. This year as well, like every year, pre-Diwali, Delhi's AQI has spiked to very poor levels, even severe levels in parts of the national capital. This essentially means that breath by breath, this pollution is killing you. The PM2.5 levels are almost at an emergency situation, given the fact that pre-Diwali air right now in Delhi is almost like breathing 12 to 14 cigarettes a day. Our kids' lives are at risk. These micropollutants can penetrate your lungs, cause long-term chronic respiratory illnesses and even cancer. That's how serious the situation is. And it's not just the toxins in the air, but also filth in the waters, the Yamuna, which is a lifeline of Delhi. As this killer air pollution spikes further, Delhi's politicians continue to bicker. Absolutely shameful political bickering from both the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party. The emergency measures have failed the national capital yet again. Who is to be held responsible? Where does the buck really stop? Joining me on the show this evening, Professor Anjal Prakash, water and climate expert, also associate professor, Indian School of Business. Also with me, Bharti Chaturvedi, environmentalist, founder and director, Chintan Environmental Research and Action Group. Anuja Kapoor of the BJP is with us. Anmol Pawar of the Aam Aadmi Party. Anmol Pawar, let me go across to you. I want to steer clear of the political drama because I don't think you guys realize how serious the situation is. But this political bickering is absolutely shameful, and that's something that I do want to say at the very outset. But in 2015, Anmol Pawar, Arvind Kejriwal had made a grand promise that Yamuna will be revived. Many deadlines were set, cut to 2024, months short of the 2025 deadline. Yamuna continues to be toxic. How do you explain this to the people of Delhi?
Vedanji, it's not just about River Yamuna, it's about the overall pollution levels, whether it's air pollution or water pollution. Delhi government has worked in last 10 years. We have made every possible effort to reduce air pollution, and that is why in Delhi, the pollution levels are down by more than 35%.
Anmol, I'm sorry, I'll have to interrupt you there, because two corrections. A, the pollution levels that have gone down that I'm talking about is PM10. That is not the hazardous micropollutant that we're dealing with. We're dealing with PM2.5, the cancer-causing micropollutant that has not gone down. So your claim that pollution levels have gone down is a false claim. And number two, you know, you've been saying that the Aam Aadmi Party is working, you know, for the past 10 years. These are all emergency measures. They do not target pollution at the source level. But go ahead.
Is providing 24/7 electricity and reduction of diesel generator an emergency measure, which the people are benefiting from for last 10 years? Is switching to electric vehicle policy emergency measure? It's an emergency measure. Is introducing a tree transplantation policy? Is it an emergency measure? The Delhi government has planted more than 2 crore trees. And as far as pollution from Punjab is concerned, it's not just our data, it's the central agency data, which says that stubble burning has reduced by more than 50%. While on the other hand, the adjoining states, the neighboring states, recently the Honorable Supreme Court also said that the neighboring states of Madhya Pradesh, of Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, they contribute to more than 30% of present pollution levels in Delhi. More than 4,000 incidents of stubble burning have been reported in just last 10 days. And in Haryana, the pollution has increased by more than 1.5 times. And let me be very specific. The Bharatiya Janata Party, and it's not about political bickering, I'm placing the facts before you. The Bharatiya Janata Party has orchestrated a conspiracy to suffocate the people of Delhi.
Okay, let's not get why into that.
As far as Yamuna is concerned, it's the BJP-led Haryana and Uttar Pradesh government which releases more than 200 MGD of untreated waste and industrial effluents and detergents. That is the reason why this foam we are seeing on the screen. And it's 155 MGD from Haryana side, from Najafgarh drain, and 55 MGD from Uttar Pradesh side, from Shahadra drain.
But still
we are working... See, Vedant, I agree that we must consider the plight of the citizens. That is why Delhi government is working tirelessly to tackle this pollution.
Okay, Anuja Kapoor, the larger point Anmol is making here is that there has to be a sort of a coordinated effort between the state and the center in tackling a problem as mammoth as Delhi pollution. But, you know, this kind of theatrics that we see year after year, nobody is benefiting from it. I mean, we have to come together and talk about, you know, round the year attention to pollution and some sort of a coordinated effort in targeting emissions, in targeting pollution at the source level, whether it's industrial pollution or vehicular pollution. This bickering and this sort of theatrics is not going to benefit anyone.
Yeah, Shri Ramadant, I think who is bickering and who is not coordinating is Aam Aadmi Party, which you have seen very clearly. They, whenever you talk to them, they will just start doing blah, blah, blah about their Aam Aadmi portal, which has already been a greater failure in whole of India. When we talk about Bhajpa, Bhajpa is the one who has not only on ground has been working on the issues related to the farmers, but also related to the pollution. Our union minister has also been talking about it and has taken the meeting also with the Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab.
No, but the point, Haryana has specifically been speaking about the farmers have not been incentivized enough by the center. That's one point that keeps coming up again and again, that while we punish farmers and we sort of arrest them, etc., fact is they do not have access to alternative crops. They do not have access to balers, seeders. You've not incentivized farmers enough. That's a charge against the center because you brought up farmers.
I would just say that the center here, you have seen how Modi ji has come back. If the farmers would not have been happy enough and their metric ton of the stubble has not been picked up and the farmers, they are talking about, you look into Haryana, we are back. So I am saying, just saying that it's only the Aam Aadmi Party who's trying to pass the buck. Okay. In the meeting where it was being taken by the union minister and the inter-ministerial meeting has been taken up, by the union minister, has also talked about where the Haryana has spoken that ₹1,000 per acre for management of crop residue was being given. Additional ₹500 metric ton was given into the clusters, which has been identified by the Indian Oil Corporation Limited for 2G ethanol plant at Panipat. That is also the bio...
So you're right there, but this has been the case for many years. This has been
the case for many years.
The fact is that we need to talk about larger things like crop diversification and incentivize farmers to switch to alternative crops.
Can I respond?
Professor Anjal Prakash on the screen.
Vedant, can I respond?
I'm very tight on time. Professor Anjal Prakash, you know, when we look at the pollution problem, the fact here is that it needs round-the-year attention. Emergency measures will not bring down pollution levels. To clean up a city like Delhi, you need round-the-year attention. And specifically talking about the Yamuna, we have so many sewage treatment plants, but the fact is that most of them need disinfection. Most of them are virtually redundant and futile, given the fact that they're not able to clean up the river. So we have failed in cleaning up the air and the waters. This needs round-the-year attention.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no two word about it. See, this is the failure of cleaning the river Yamuna is actually a governance failure, and definitely the government of the day must have to be taking responsibility of the issue that is at bay at this moment, right? We are looking at the data. Over 6,800 crore has been spent in last 5 years in just cleaning the river Yamuna. Last year, actually, Delhi Jal Board has received 1,200 crores from the different scheme that we have. And where is the accountability, right? Let me just focus on 5 points that is needed. And I know I'm not getting into the political bickering here. Absolutely. because this is I always get deja vu, because if this is the fifth year in the row that I'm in the panel with you, Aadmi and the BJP representative in NDTV itself. So I don't see a kind of way forward. Let me just put forward the point that we have. The first is about industrial pollution. The river Yamuna suffers from significant industrial discharge factories along the bank actually release untreated and inadequately treated industrial waste directly into the river. That has to be curbed. That's number one. The second is about domestic sewerage. A major factor in Yamuna's pollution is actual discharge of untreated and partially treated domestic sewage. Rapid urbanization across, not only here, but across the Northwest India and the inadequate sewage infrastructure. That's second. Third is about encroachment and the urban development that has happened. Fourth about inadequate waste management. Fifth is about the lack of effective policy implementation. And that is a point that we are also focusing that this is the time, and not only this time, but, you know, this last 5 years we've been discussing that the political leadership has to get together. And this is not only the problem in Delhi, is not about problem of Delhi alone. It is all across the four or five states that is has to come together. Absolutely. And that is what I see, that they have to come over their political differences and then, serve the people.
And what you spoke about policy, I think that's extremely important as well. Bharati Chaturvedi, the last word to you. Do you see that there is a complete lack of understanding in terms of how to tackle the pollution problem? Because year after year, it's the same thing. At the policy level, we don't seem to understand how to tackle pollutions. Fantastical measures like smog towers, smog guns, you know, they bear no fruit, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think we're trying to use technology to solve a problem which is completely different. I mean, we're blaming farmers, but actually in Delhi, a lot of our pollution is our own doing. I mean, we don't have, even now, despite additional buses, we don't have enough buses. We don't have reliable, safe public transport. And as far as the Yamuna goes, I particularly want to say that, you know, we have to rethink even sewage. It has to be far more decentralized. You can't just put these big plants. Yes. There's no land. And we really have to rethink how we deploy tech and how we embed societal norms. For example, why would you not have, sewage treatment in Dwarka? Instead, you're taking all that land and real estateizing it and putting in huge complexes, commercial complexes. Yes. Where's their sewage going to go? So you have to rethink the way that we're developing, both in terms of sewage, and of course, people need living. So they are going to go on and on doing things like, you know, produce jeans and put all that detergent in that process, very, very water intensive process in the Yamuna. And Absolutely. We are going to see froth all the time. So we really have to find
point, you're making. There needs to be some sort of a rethink, an overhaul in terms of our pollution policy there. Because this is not what our kids deserve. This is not what Delhi deserves. This is not what North India deserves. I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. Thanks all very much.
Just one point.
On the show, I'm completely out of time. But this is something that we will continue to focus on NDTV as the pollution season sets in. That's all the time that we have on the show. Thanks so much for watching.